I'd like to think that it's a David and Goliath struggle. The environmentally conscious Canadian people versus the big old nasty U.S. of A. But hey, we were warned. We were warned that signing the NAFTA treaty was a bad idea, and we didn't listen. So when we tried to ban a gasoline additive that was proven to cause brain damage, the company that made it didn't get mad. They got even. The Ethyl Corporation filed a lawsuit against the Canadian government and won. Canada had to lift the ban and pay the company $13 million U.S., which is like a gazillion dollars in Canadian money. Well, it just happened again. The Canadian government had banned the exports of PCB to the United States for disposal. Again, they were trying to protect our environment because the U.S. standard isn't quite as strict as the Canadian one. Once again, we got sued. This time, an Ohio company, S.D. Myers, wants $30 million from the Canadian government. And you know what? They'll probably win. Apparently, under NAFTA, it's okay to protect the environment, just as long as it doesn't affect the corporate bottom line. Now, the fact that both our countries signed this agreement is crazy enough, but now they're considering an agreement that makes NAFTA look like child's play. The Multilateral Agreement on Investment, or the MAI as it's known, is the granddaddy of all trade agreements. It will give even more rights to transnational corporations, while at the same time limiting the ability of the Canadian government, or any other government for that matter, to act in the interest of its people. And it's not just North America this time. It's the entire world. The MAI is a global agreement, so it doesn't matter where you are. You can't cut into somebody else's profits, regardless of the reason. Now, if the MAI gets passed, governments won't be able to screen foreign investment or ban foreign ownership of things like banks or even hospitals. Any laws protecting the environment could be challenged by any corporation claiming they created an unfair trade barrier. Even things like public education and social assistance could be on the chopping block. The MAI has yet to be signed, mostly because citizens got wind of it and tried to stop it. So now, the powers that be are planning to move it under the arm of the World Trade Organization, which would mean all member countries would have to sign on to the MAI. Have we completely lost our minds? Isn't there anybody out there with an ounce of common sense? Remember the famous scene from the movie Network? Well, there really is no USA or Canada. There is only General Motors, Procter & Gamble, and of course, the World Bank.